I know. I did not publish anything on Friday. I was super tired. I've been working a lot of hours. I just needed time to rest. I'm still in the gym. Life is good. And I trust in the goodness of life, okay? All right. Today is Easter for those that celebrate. Go ahead and do your thing. I'm not one that celebrates Easter. I have my reasons that I don't celebrate Easter. And one of the reasons is the one above all reasons. Bunnies don't lay eggs. Can we agree that bunnies don't lay eggs? All right. Number two, if Jesus was crucified on a Friday and he rose in 3 days, that would make Saturday, Sunday, and Monday he rises. We always celebrate Easter on a Sunday. No, I take that back. I have four reasons. The third reason is Easter continues to change each year. Like, 1 year we celebrated April 7th. The next year we're celebrating it in March. Who is changing all of these days? Why are they constantly changing? And the fourth reason, when Easter originated, it was an ancient pagan celebration of the spring equinox. Oh my God, so those are my reasons. No shade, no tea to no one who celebrates. By all means, do your thing, okay? Do your thing. But I was sitting back thinking yesterday, I was just thinking to myself, I was talking with a friend and we were talking about Easter. And when I thought about it, I've never celebrated Easter. I have gone to egg hunts at people's houses when I was grown, where we took the children. That was before I did my research and got the information that I needed about it, where it originated, X, Y, and Z, yada, yada, yada. Okay, but anyway, I just thought about it yesterday that I never, ever received the Easter basket. I never in life received the Easter basket. I've gotten a Mother's Day basket, right? For sure. But I've never received the Easter basket. Isn't that something? To be this big age and never see the Easter basket. I'm grateful that I've never received the Easter basket. For sure. Okay, so the next thing on my list today is I am cooking. I am baking chicken. I am doing cabbage. Not any cabbage. Today I'm trying out red cabbage. This will be the first time that I ever prepared red cabbage. I'm gonna see, you know, how it turns out. I've heard a lot of good things about red cabbage, that it's very good for antioxidants, very good nutrient system. So we're gonna trust the process. We're gonna see how it turns out. I'm not gonna do too much different than I do for my green cabbage. I'm actually gonna do the same ingredients except for the tomatoes. Now, I don't think I'm adding tomatoes to the red cabbage. No. I'm just gonna keep it like I keep it. I will upload later on some photos of it. But the baked chicken is already in the oven. So we have baked chicken, red cabbage, and I was gonna do some corn. I'm trying to steer clear of the carbohydrates. So I haven't had any potatoes. I haven't been doing any fried foods. I haven't been doing any breads. And I haven't been doing any pork. And I must say that the results are amazing. I have lost 8 pounds the first month, which was the month of February, and for the month of March, I lost 6 pounds. I'm very, very proud of myself. I would like to say that I feel a big, vast difference in my energy source. I feel more rejuvenated. I'm not as tired because I did a little study. I noticed the other day when I had Chipotle, I normally could scarf down a whole Chipotle bowl, but I had one the other day and I was only able to eat half of it. So I'm believing that my stomach is shrinking down some. Hopefully it's getting back down to the size it was before I relocated, because this weight on my frame is just too much for me, right? I don't feel like I look bad. I just feel like I am more comfortable being my natural weight, the weight I'm comfortable with my height. For me, it's about 150, 160. Anything over than that, with my height, it becomes obese, according to studies. And I believe that. So that's what's going on with me. I've been working mad hours at the job. I have been creating new topics for the podcast. I am actually introducing a new topic this upcoming week. I am curious to see the impact that it has. I want to hear all the feedback on what you guys think about it. I want you guys to drop below in the comments. We're streamed on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, and iHeartRadio. And for those that have listen notes, you can also get it on there. But you can see the audio and video on Apple Podcasts and Spotify and iHeartRadio. Yes, that's all I have. Bye.